The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. Some people get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
Hey, it's a Joe from Italy. Here it is. Go ahead, Al. Let it rip. This was last night, live from Rome. Me on stage, doing the old man, with the whole crowd behind me singing sick.
Each time I find myself.
Hi, it's Joe from Rome. Just checking in. I wanted to call in live and just say hi and thanks for listening. As me and Frankie and Debbie are in Rome with the Perillo tour, and Al and Anthony Pope will be sitting in today. You know, but it was so great last night. Before I go to the guys, I want to tell you, we had the best show. We surprised everybody. As I told you yesterday, they all went to the Vatican, right? And I stayed here with Steve Perillo, and we put together a whole show. I got a great sound guy, and we made a whole, like, a ballroom downstairs, and we had about 100 of our closest friends from the radio family, you know? And we got up. I just did a show, and we had the best meal, and we were cheering. And I tell you, the love fest and the love in that room was like nothing else. And I'm just so proud that we've actually achieved this. So I say to you, listening, kind enough to listen always, you got to come next time. I'll talk to Steve. We'll see what we can do, but you got to come next time. It's turning out, by the grace of God, so, so great. And we stayed up, and it was late. And yes, I ate, and then we had actually a drink. I had wine, vino, last night. But me, I forget about it. I took the wine. I hoisted the wine and said, salute, salute. And everybody, Joe's drinking wine. Oh, my God. It was like the second coming. It was great. And not quite that dramatic, but it was so spectacular. And we had a late night. Now we're off to the Colosseum today. And then we're off to Sorrento tomorrow. I won't keep you abreast of everything. And I know there's a lot going on in the news, but my goodness gracious, it is so great to just step away a little bit. And now I have to tell you this, too, as I speak to you during this intimate hour. There's a gentleman here, and I want to give his identity because he may want some anonymity, but his name was a Tom, if I could say that. He goes on the trip with us this time, right? Tom goes with us. And we're sitting last night. Arthur was here holding court, of course, Arthur Idala, with Frankie and with some friend. Debbie was here. And it was late, and we were talking. And this guy, Tom, said, Joe, he said, you know, I always appreciate your morning monologues. He's telling me that as I'm sitting with him, right? And I look at him, he goes, yeah. He goes, I drive from Staten Island to Brooklyn every day, and your monologues get me through. And then when you turn it over to the guys, we love it. We live for it. And he goes, his son was a Marine for years and now a firefighter. And I said, no, thank you for your service, man. He was so part of the family. So gets what we get, how much we love this country. He goes, your love for the country and trying to just do the right thing. He was so appreciated. I was so moved by that. And I think that Tom, that Tom right there epitomizes you and everybody that latches on and becomes part of this family. you know, Episcopo in the Morning on AM 970 with Frank and Alan Debbie. I can't tell you how humbled I am by that. I mean, even Arthur, you know, for Arthur was quiet for a moment when he heard that. I was amazing. Arthur was great. So it was just so beautiful. So thanks to Tom, and we appreciate that. And then I went on this. A gal comes over to me, I promise you, and she says, "Joe, you know, I can't get the streaming of AM 970 in Connecticut. We're from Connecticut, and I can't get the streaming." He goes, "It comes in clear as a bell here in Rome." I can't figure it out. We can't get it. The only, yes, this was like Sunday, she tells me. Oh, it comes clear as a bell. I was listening to Al's Beercast all night last night.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Al, they're listening to you in Roma, baby.
That's good.
I swear to goodness. She said that to me, man. She goes, "Yeah, I got it. Yes, I was listening to Al's Beercast." I looked at her. I said, "Oh, my God, we're never going to hear the end of this, Al."
Well, no, it's good because at 11 o'clock at night on Sunday night, it's about 8 o'clock in the morning in Rome. So that's nice. That's good. I like that.
I swear she said those words to me. But Al is here for you this morning, and the one, the only, one of the brightest legal minds, but one of my dearest friends, and just a major talent in media, whether it's on television, but certainly on our radio show, Anthony Pope. Anthony, welcome to the program, my friend. Great to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm honored to be filling in for you today. Thank you, and enjoy Rome. It sounds great. Next time, I'm coming.
Yeah, I know, and I know how busy you are, you know, but we were saying, I said, I tell you how the Perillo folks put it together, because it's Steve and his sister Linda, you know, and then Janice that I always tell you about, and Diana. And then they have all the Roman people. All the Romans are here who work in the Perillo office. Paolo and Marco, and they're just great. Anthony, you and I are probably the two most impatient people on earth, right?
I would agree with that. Yeah, it's not one of my virtues. Not that I have many, but it's certainly not one of them.
No. Two of the things I love in life most is irritating Al in the morning, number one.
Thank you.
Number two is sitting in traffic with Anthony Pope. That's always great. It's like, you get as upset as I do.
Joe, I'm practicing emotional intelligence. I decided I'm going to do that. I have to practice emotional intelligence. You just have to try to go with it. Oh, but anyway, sounds like you're having a great time out there.
So it's all working great. I just love the idea that we came up with of taking the family with us and everybody just all joining together. And you know, we're going to go from here. We go to, like I said, Sorrento tomorrow. Then I'm going to do a side trip to Avellino. And some folks are going to go with me who have family in Avellino. And then I think Steve has something. He's not telling me. I'll have a surprise. There's something happening in Prato La Sera, where my father's family comes from.
Nice.
So that's going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that.
Hey, Anthony, I got to ask you legally, though. You know, I'm watching everything, and the respect we have abroad, the people respect the Americans. We are very well liked, despite what the media may portray back home. There's not that divide that you hear. There's not that constant angst. But what I'm seeing, all the legal things that they're going after the president for, which just you and I look at it and just go, another witch hunt, another hoax. They vote not to censure Adam Schiff. I mean, I think a lot of us are hoping, Anthony, and you have, and Arthur Idala always tells me you are one of the brightest legal minds on the planet. Legally, when does Attorney General Barr step up and hopefully shut all these guys down? Do you think that'll happen within the administration?
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, it's really not Barr's place to do that. I mean, he could investigate anything he likes as the Attorney General. He's in the executive branch, and Congress, of course, is the legislative branch. So he doesn't have authority to tell them to stop acting silly or to continue to go on these witch hunts. They're going to have to play it out the way they see it, Joe. And it's unfortunate, but I think the American public is aware of it. They realize they're not legislating. They're simply just attacking. It's like we have two countries, and it's a Republican and a Democrat. And it's really not the people of the country. It's just the politicians. It's the politicians that have really made the divide. It truly is. For the people, I think most people are just really, everybody wants to live their life and do well and support their families and be with their home and their kids and see people grow up well and just continue in the American spirit with the American dream. But The politicians are killing it. They really are. And neither side, both sides have some responsibility, but the Democrats are just so far off the reservation at this point that I don't think they're ever coming back. They just have to get slammed in the next election, and then maybe they'll finally wake up, but who knows?
Yeah, I hope people vote like that. I mean, and again, you're right, politics aside, because then they're going, like, when they're going after Mayor Giuliani, you know, my friend, I'm watching, if help me out here if I'm off base here, where I go, I'm watching this Ukraine situation. If there's a crime by a former vice president, you're going to want to investigate. It has no political overtones. You know, when the president goes, oh, check this out. Now, with the whistleblower and everything, now they're bringing Mayor Giuliani into the fold. And it's coming, of course, from the Southern District of New York with a former law partner former partner in the Southern District with Mayor Giuliani. That's a quagmire I never expected. And how does that play out, do you think, Andy?
You know, we'll have to see. I don't know. I don't know what they think Rudy has done wrong, if anything. You know,
it's really unusual
for the president, no question. See, look, Donald Trump is not a politician. He's a businessman. He's a businessman who is the president of the United States. And politicians are so protective of their own. They don't want the institution to be in any way disrupted. And Donald Trump, since the moment he's got in, and he has disrupted the institution. And they're concerned about that. They fear that. They really do. And is it unusual to have a private attorney do what Rudy Giuliani did? For most purposes, yes. And I don't think any other president has ever done that. But it doesn't mean it's illegal, and it doesn't mean it's improper. He is the president, and if he chooses to have personal legal counsel with him, he can do that. So I don't know where the Southern District's going with this, but, I mean, we'll see and see how it plays out.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. Thanks for breaking it down. Hey, it's Biscopo on the radio from Roma, and I'm going to hand it off to Al. I'm going to hand it off to Anthony. And who's doing traffic? Albert Susie's out there?
Brandy Scott is on this morning with us.
Oh, Brandy does a great job. But by the way, I have to tell you this before I let you go. You're not going to believe this, Al. And our intimate hour, Anthony's a little intimate hour, and we pour everything out on the table before the news of the day starts kicking in and we start with the guests and everything. So we're out downstairs. I'm doing the show, and I had a little wine. Albert had a little red wine.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
I don't drink anymore. So I had a little wine. So then somebody, our buddy Joey Falco's here on the trip. Listen to me. Mm. He gets a bottle of, what's that real expensive scotch? McClellan? Is that what it is?
McCallan.
Mm-hmm. McCallan. He got like McCallan, like 18 or something. And he gives it to Frankie Five Boroughs. Listen to me. He gives it to Frankie Frank. Oh, yeah, exactly. Frank and Arthur go off the charts. Like, oh, my God. Like, and I'm going like, yeah, sure. I'll taste some of that. Sure. What the heck? You know?
Yeah. Did they give the bottle back?
No, they held on to that. You kidding me? Murano handcuffed it to his hand. You kidding me? So it was like, so we had to, and then I even at the end of the night, listen, I had a little taste of Shibuka, and I just a little bit.
Joe, what's happening to you, Joe? What's happening to you?
See, next he's going to find Apollonia. That's it.
Right.
It'll be all over.
Monday, Friday, Wednesday, Tuesday.
Anthony will be putting together another file.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Just call me. I'll fly out right away. I'll stand by your side. If you get hit with the lightning bolt, Joe, don't worry about it. Give me a call.
I'll have to ask permission from her father first. Yeah.
I'm glad you're not drinking. You're not drinking anymore.
Yeah. I'll have Frankie. Frankie's going to call it later, too, with you guys. Hey, send in love. Anthony, thank you.
You're welcome.
And you're listening. We love you, and God bless you. And thanks for listening to AM 970 with Piscopo, the boarding with Cthulhu this morning, and Mr. Anthony Pope. God bless you guys.
You got it, Joe.
A little bit.
Thanks so much.
Joe. All right.
Bye-bye.
Hello again. This is Anthony Pope. That was an introduction by Joe, my dear friend in Roma. And I am hosting for him this morning from 6 to 10. Charlie Baldi's here, and he has been great in putting together my guests for today and just guiding me along. And, of course, Al Cthulhu, the pro, the news guy, he's here, so I could always rely on him. So, you know, it's interesting. I enjoy this. I appreciate it very much, the opportunity. And I have to share something with you all. Over the last 2 weeks.
Tease it. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're coming up on a
break.
We're
coming on a break.
Folks, if you've had any experience with identity theft, with your life being disrupted in any way, Anthony has a story when we come back, because I want to save it. I don't want you to have to start.
I don't want to rush it. Yeah,
no,
you got it,
it's an unbelievable story, or a believable story for some people now in this day and age. We gotta listen to this full story that Anthony has coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right? I mean, this is unbelievable.
It sure is.
So we'll do some. Let's do some traffic first. We'll do the traffic. We'll do a couple of spots when we come back. Anthony's got this unbelievable story to tell here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. You are not moving much on the Belt heading westbound. Crash right after the Van Wyck. That's got you solid from Sunrise Highway. Cross Island on the northbound side. Crash right by the LIE. Stop and go there from the Grand Central. LIE westbound heavy approaching the Van Wyck. We've got some solid delays on the inbound Gowanus between the Belt Merge and Hamilton Ave. You've got a packed ride on the Cross Bronx westbound over by White Plains Road. In New Jersey, 80 eastbound. Crash by exit 47 in Montville. We've got two lanes out. Also, the ramp at exit 47 blocked. Inbound at the George, 10 minutes up, 5 to 10 down. Inbound Lincoln and Holland will cost you 10 to 15 each. Alternate side is suspended for the holiday. This report is sponsored by Jeff Anderson & Associates. It's time a new law gives survivors of childhood sexual abuse a chance to take legal action. Jeff Anderson & Associates is one of the nation's leading child sex abuse law firms. Call confidentially 1-800-IT'S-TIME. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, everybody within the sound of my voice knows about New York's famed and historic Columbus Day Parade. It's the world's largest of Italian-American culture and heritage. Let me pull back the curtain just a bit, if I may, and tell you about the tremendous organization that makes this all possible. It's the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Its roots go back to 1944 through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and General Rosso Pope. The Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. In the coming school year, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. Today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in the country. If you are moved and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program and help kids, please call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org, 212-249-9923 or columbuscitizensfd.org.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Allison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off. Available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. Sounds scary. Yet this has already been done in 8 other countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts from Landmark Capital. Learn how to protect your future, your hard-earned money, by investing in precious metals. When the bail-in happens, you'll be ready. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or visit LandmarkGold.com.
If you're thinking about veneers, right? Veneers, you know, you fix your teeth up. Or how about implants? You know, you want that smile to sparkle, baby, right? I thought about it for a long time. It took me a long time because I'm a little slow. So I take a long time to decide these things. And I got all that cosmetic stuff done with my teeth. I'm going to lie to you. You know, people, oh, Joe, nice smile. It's all fake. But, I mean, not the smile, but the teeth, you know? The man who invented all of this that makes you able to eat better, feel better, look better, and really to make your smile sparkle is Dr. Ed Romano. Great guy, man. You will feel comfortable with Ed because I know when I say dentist, you go, I don't want to go to the dentist. You'll want to sit with Dr. Ed Romano and let him at least tell you with his good colleagues over there at the Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in Morristown. They'll tell you exactly what they could do. They'll give you personalized care. They will customize treatments for you. And it's not like you think, like in the old days. This is, I didn't even get put out. I had local anesthetic. I just had the Novocaine, really. And Dr. Romano came up with this whole concept. So I suggest you go to aestheticsmilesnj.com if you're thinking about fixing your smile up. aestheticsmilesnj.com. Or you can call Dr. Romano and his colleagues at 973-285-5480. Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, right in Morristown, 973-285-5480. 5480.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning again. This is 970 The Answer. Anthony Pope filling in for Joe Piscopo. As I was saying before we left for the break, over the last couple weeks, I've lived somewhat of a nightmare. And I don't want to be over dramatic with it, but I'm sharing it with everyone because we really have to protect ourselves against hacking. It started off a few weeks ago, and I made a phone call to one of my credit cards. And I was planning a trip to California, so I wanted to get a ticket, and I asked the reservation person at the credit card, I said, how many points do I need for California? And she said, well, it's about X amount of points. And I said, well, I have far in excess to that. And she said, no, Mr. Pope, you really don't. You have 1,200 points. And I said, no, that's not possible. I have had a few hundred thousand points on this. It's been there for a while. And she said, no, for the last couple of weeks, she said, you've been taking the points and reducing them to cash and putting them in an account. And I said, well, that's not my account. She mentioned the bank. She said, it's not my account. So we went further, obviously, and it turned out that somebody broke into the credit card somehow. They were able to get my points, cash them out, and they certainly had to reimburse me for the points because it was fraudulent. But it started off a track that I just never expected. And so I canceled that credit card. They reimbursed me my points. And then after that, the law firm that I'm with, we had somebody break into our system and encrypt all of our files. So for 2.5 days, I had IT guys in there just trying to resurrect the whole situation. Fortunately, based on the system we had and the backups we had, after 2.5 days, they were able to get all of the files. And it was a ransom. It was an attempt at ransom to hold my files ransom so I could pay them a certain amount of money. And from there, it went with the computers being down and passwords having to be changed. And then the next thing I get is from American Express, a notification that $2,000 of a payment was rejected because they didn't recognize the bank. So I called American Express and I said, I'm not sure what this is about. And they said, well, you tried to make a payment for $2,000, or somebody did, and it wasn't me. Somebody had tried to make a payment for $2,000 to my personal American Express, and that was declined. So with that being said, we went further. We were still working on the computers. The next email I get, or I tell my office at that point to go into my business account, the American Express business, and let's look at the personal and the business and see what's going on. And my business account, which always has a running balance because we pay expenses from the firm with it, there was a zero balance. And I said, well, how is that possible? So we called American Express and we pulled down the ledger and we realized that somebody was now attempting to make payments towards my American Express bill. And now that made no sense to me. Why would somebody want to pay my American Express bill if they were trying to hack me? And it turns out what they did was American Express, unfortunately, accepted their bank, a bank I never heard of, and they credited the account, but they had never received the money from the bank. So these folks were attempting to then retake all of my points, which I have from American Express, which is a lot more than I had with the previous credit card, and to reduce that to cash. Fortunately, we caught it. We were able to shut that down and put that to bed. Then over the weekend, I'm in Philadelphia for a wedding, a dear friend, Dr. Soloway's daughter, for a wedding, and I'm getting emails now from Rue La La and Saks Fifth Avenue telling me that my order is going to be delivered, but they want to confirm my address. And it's not my address. I got to go back in there. So the long and short of it is, for the last 2 weeks, I've had to change credit cards more than once. I've had to have an IT guy in there to encrypt all of my files for the law office to get back into business. I've had to change and just completely sanitize the computer, because it turned out that there was somebody remotely on my office computer from somewhere, and they were just, they had access to everything. So the long and short of it is, I don't know why anyone's not talking about this in this country, Al and Charlie, because this is really serious.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I agree that, listen, I never believed that the president was necessarily involved in with Russian collusion, and that turned out to be true. But nevertheless, Russia did hack into our system. They were trying to influence our politics. But that being said, they're doing this to just me and my law firm. Look how they put me out. Look at the money I had to spend for this. Fortunately, most of the time, the credit card companies are responsible. But nobody seems to be addressing the ability of these hackers out there to really upset our lives, to really put us in a tailspin.
Right.
And not only can they do it to individuals and companies and businesses, but they could do it to the country overall.
Absolutely.
And Al, Charlie, have you heard any one of these would-be politicians or presidents-to-be talking about it at all? Nobody is. They keep on wanting to blame somebody for what Russia did or Ukraine did for political reasons, but yet they're not talking about getting to the bottom of it and resolving this problem.
And what's amazing to me is, obviously, somehow they hacked into your account, your personal account, in some way, whether it was while you were at your business or at home. They somehow figured out your password, right? That's the first step in order to get into whatever it is. But the fact that they were able to mirror one of your computers at work to find out all the things that you were doing.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
It's insane.
Yeah,
and at least you're fortunate enough to have the wherewithal and the money to be able to, you know, to bring in an IT guy to help you with this. If you're a single person or, you know, a family or somebody in a small business that doesn't have the resources, you know, that you have and friends that you have, I'm sure you made some phone calls to a few friends, you're crippled.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question. We have a guest coming on at 8:25, Paul Goldenberg. He's a senior national security advisor for the Department of Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk to him about some external threats that face this country.
Right.
And I tell you, that is one of them. It's not only external, it's internal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not only from other countries, but it's from people within our country that we have this. And I tell you what, you have to be protected. You really do. You have to change your passwords every couple of months. You have to make sure that if you get emails that you don't recognize, don't open it.
Right.
Don't open it because that's the first step. And then when you open it, they say, well, give us your password because we want to show you something. And a lot of times what happens is if you open it, Al, and if I were to open an email and then they got my information, then they'll use that to send emails to my associates in the firm.
Right.
So now my associates thinks the emails are coming from me.
Right.
So then they open it and then the whole system's corrupted.
Right.
So you got to be careful.
What's peculiar about it is the fact that they were paying So let me see if I got this right. They were paying off your American Express business card, right? So you had a zero balance.
Well, they made it appear that.
Right, made it appear that because they were trying to gain access to something else,
well,
even though the money wasn't
the points.
Going through. Right,
exactly.
So once they had the points, they would just take them and convert them to money and then use the money for whatever.
That's it. That's what they did with the other credit card. Because once the bank accepts that new bank, and that's what I said to American Express. They said, you didn't accept it personally, but you did business. Why would you accept that other bank?
Especially that you're paying, you've been, now, I don't know how long you've had an American Express business account. Let's say 10 years.
No, much longer than that.
Okay, so let's say 30 years. Mm-hmm. And you're using pretty much the same bank for those 30 years.
Right.
And you might have changed a bank or two here or there. But you probably haven't changed the institution that you've been using for X amount of years. Why would you suddenly accept something from an outside bank that you've done? Now, you're a smart guy, Anthony. If you changed banks, you would notify the credit card company.
Of course.
Hey, by the way, my business account is now going to be out of this. Like, That's common sense stuff that they shouldn't have let that go through.
Oh, it was. I mean, I was getting goods from Amazon. They were buying things, sending it to my office, because what they would do is send something to the address that's recognized,
right,
and then send the rest to another address. So it didn't look so suspicious. So here I am getting.
So you're getting these packages that you didn't know what they were,
and I didn't order any of this. And this has been going on for a while. It was going on, and I got to tell you, I apologize to my office because there were times that I was losing my patience.
Sure. Of course.
I really did. I mean, I told one of the fraud investigators, I said, listen, I don't care about the money. Could I just find out who did it? And I could I reach him? Can right, I get to him? I said something. You know,
I have my ways.
The Nork in me came out. You know,
right,
really.
Right. No,
you know,
of course.
I can't believe somebody's doing this to me. You know,
I had a guy years ago, and it was completely minor, but when my wife and I moved from Scotch Plains to Clark, we changed our phone number, and it turned out the phone number was a guy in Rahway, next town over, who apparently was not was mentally handicapped. Let's put it that way. He was trying to order goods and using my phone number. And what ended up happening was he switched my long distance service when people had separate, you know, long distance services or whatever. So I got a bill one month from Verizon for like $500. I said, I'm not paying this. I have you guys for everything. Oh no, so and so, whatever. Now I found the guy. I filed a complaint with the police department. Of course, it goes nowhere because what can they do? I finally tracked down the guy and his address. And I went to confront him, and then I realized the guy was handicapped. I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
no, I know, but the people, you know, that's a different story.
Yeah,
I would give the guy the money. You would give the guy the money if he needed.
Like
he's handicapped,
right?
But this is just scam artists.
Oh no, 100%.
And it is sophisticated. Let me tell you, we got to break with the news, Al.
Yeah, but we need to talk about this more.
We're going to talk further.
If people have had similar stories, you should give us a call 877-970-2999. Cybersecurity is a huge threat to this country, and we're not talking about it often enough. Anthony, absolutely right. All right, let's do some news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 636. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is putting a hold on a subpoena for President Donald Trump's tax returns until after a federal appeals court issues its opinion and the Supreme Court decides whether it will hear the inevitable appeal. DA Cyrus Vance's office seeking to review 8 years of tax records as part of a criminal investigation into the Trump Organization about hush money paid to a pair of women who allegedly had affairs with Trump before he became president. Trump's lawyers contend the state isn't entitled to those records and that a sitting president is not subject to the criminal process while in office. Earlier this month, a federal court in Manhattan found that argument repugnant to the nation's governmental structure and constitutional values. Police in Jackson Township, are saying they've caught a lot of New Yorkers with pot in the parking lot of Six Flags Great Adventure. Cops report they were assigned to monitor the park's parking lot last Friday to address anything illegal occurring while large crowds were present to attend the annual Fright Fest promotion. Officers allege they arrested five New Yorkers for pot possession, as well as three New Jerseyans, one person as well from Bucks County in Pennsylvania. Another New Yorker was also arrested on an obstruction charge, and 32 traffic tickets were issued as well. In sports, Jets were pummeled by the Patriots 33-0 on Monday Night Football. Sam Darnold threw four interceptions, also lost a fumble as Gangrene fell to 1-5 on the season. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning. A slow go on the Cross Island over on the northbound side. We've got a crash right after the LIE. That's got you packed from Jamaica Ave. You're going to see solid delays on the belt moving westbound between the Cross Island and JFK. Crash right after the Van Wyck. That's what's got you slow there. Not too bad heading outbound at the Verrazano. Over on the inbound side, you've got a little bit of extra volume on both decks. Inbound Gowanus, that's a heavy ride moving between the belt merge and the BQE. BQE keeps you slow through to the Brooklyn Bridge. You're going to see some delays on the LIE westbound moving between the Clearview and Queens Boulevard. Not too bad getting across the East River at the Throgsneck Bridge. Whitestone, that's going to cost you some extra time heading into Queens. Cross Bronx westbound, that's a slow go moving between the Belt and the Sheridan. Heading inbound at your Hudson River crossing is going to cost you about 10 minutes upstairs at the George, 15 minutes down with a crash on the span. Inbound Lincoln and Holland 10 to 15 each, alternate side suspended for the holiday. Going up to about 63 degrees with rain this afternoon, and now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa.
At Napa, get $20 back when you buy oil, air, and cabin filters at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 prepaid cards per household. While supplies last, offer ends 10/31/19.
It's on Blink's Spooktacular Halloween Sale. And here is a terrific deal on Blink home security cameras. Trick or treat with peace of mind, knowing that no matter where you are, you can keep an eye on your home with Blink. Blink cameras are wire-free. They set up faster than, I guess you can say, Blink camera. And they run on 2 lithium batteries for up to 2 years. When your camera detects motion, like strangers outside your home or the kids snooping in rooms they shouldn't, your Blink smartphone app alerts you. You see what Blink cameras see. And the Blink XT2 two-way talk feature lets you talk to who's ever there. No matter where you are, it's like your home, so hurry and get a terrific deal on Blink indoor and outdoor cameras October 27th through November 3rd. Visit blinkprotect.com/sale. That's blinkprotect.com/sale. Thanks to Blink, home security and Halloween just got easier. Also available on Amazon and other fine retailers. Blink is an Amazon company and it works with Alexa.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka doesn't understand the latest criticism of the president.
After 18 years of war, 18 years, the president is being pilloried for not wanting to go to war with Turkey. Just internalize that for a second. After a generation of war, the elite wants us to get into another war.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Football fan, are you? Yes. Patriotic American? I know you are. AM 970 and Army Football are bringing you a once-in-a-lifetime experience that you cannot miss. For the first time ever, we will be hosting the ultimate Army game fan experience at the iconic Mikey Stadium. For a short time, you will have a chance to buy VIP tickets to the November 9th Army game against UMass, and you'll get to experience it with me. That's right. These are exclusive tickets that you cannot get anywhere else. Your VIP fan experience will include a parking pass, game ticket, VIP pregame party at the suite in the Kimsey Center, food and beverage. And you'll get to enjoy all of this with us. And even Big Al's going to be there. We're offering an early bird special price of $74.99 if you purchase your ticket before October 31st. That's right, $74.99 for a ticket, parking, food, drink, and the Army football experience of a lifetime. Just head to goarmy.eventbrite.com to purchase tickets. That's goarmy.eventbrite.com. For your early bird special price tickets. Prices will go up and tickets are limited. Get them while you can. I'll see you at the Army game. GoArmy.eventbrite.com.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Welcome back, 970 The Answer. I'm Anthony Pope, filling in for Joe Piscopo. When we left off, Al, I was just talking. I'm telling everybody just one more time as a cautionary note, you know, protect yourselves, change your passwords, be mindful of foreign emails, anything that seems suspicious. Because I tell you what, once they get you, it becomes a nightmare and it takes a lot to get out of.
Yeah.
But you know, Al, as we were talking, and Charlie, about, you know, no politician is really addressing this.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's just has me, and I just can't understand it. I've been doing some research in automation. You know, we're all becoming so automated in everything we have and what we're doing. And, you know, car companies and factories and whole host of industry is turning to certain levels of automation. And I understand that it could be cost effective for the companies and whatnot. But, you know, you have a lot of so-called liberal socialist people on the other end that are running, and they want jobs and they want money and pensions for everybody and Medicare for everybody. But who's talking about the fact that if automation continues the way it is, it's estimated that by 2030, we could lose 35 million jobs in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody want to explain that to me? How do we survive the loss of 35 million jobs? It makes no sense.
No, it makes zero sense.
And have you heard anybody talk about it?
No, no, not at all. I mean, think about it. When you go, let's say you have a computer problem and you call Dell or IBM for their help desk. You're not talking to somebody here. You're talking to somebody halfway around the world. Or they want you to go online to figure this out and do other stuff. We're losing all of these jobs to automation. You call Comcast, the cable company, for a cable service. You don't talk to a human operator. Everything is done through automation. It's scary.
It really is. And I do have to say, though, I do remember in my research, I read about one particular politician who actually did address it, but it never went anywhere. That was de Blasio.
Bill
de Blasio, actually, the mayor of New York. He actually did address the issue of automation. But the truth is, nobody else is doing it.
No.
So, I mean, where are we going with that? That's for sure.
No, you're right. Well, this is the same guy who the Mets, apparently, the day before he dropped out of the race, the Mets gave him $5,800 for his presidential campaign. I mean, really, Will Pons? Really? The guy was leaving. You gave him money? I mean, come on. He's not the brightest bulb in the socket, de Blasio.
No, or the Mets. He's really not. But people, whatever, if you're listening out there, call your political leaders. Tell people that let's start addressing some of the issues that nobody is addressing, the real practical ones, the ones that really have some meaning to us. You know, all these pie in the sky ideas about health care for everybody in the world and college education and pensions. And listen, it's all real nice to think about, but it's just not practical.
But,
you know?
But I think the health care issue, though, the genie's out of the box now. Now that it's out there, we have to figure out some way to make it work. But I do think that a single payer healthcare system is really not the way to go. I mean, there are some people who still want their insurance. Listen, my wife's health insurance helped my cancer treatments, two surgeries for her. I don't want to go on some plan where I'm going to be paying $20,000 or $50,000 at the end of the day. Our out of pocket expense for everything for the last four or five years, less than $8,000.
Yeah, no, and you should be entitled to keep that.
Yeah,
we should be.
Right, not this is the plan, and you're going to have to deal with it. I don't think that's the answer either.
Well, listen, I understand that the second front runner, or she's now the front runner, Elizabeth Warren.
Right,
she's coming out with her plan. She's going to show it in black and white. She said, in very short order, exactly how everyone's going to have Medicare. So we'll see, and who's going to pay for it.
So, I mean,
I'll be interested to see that.
We don't have a finite amount of money. And by the way, socialism doesn't work. Look at Venezuela.
Yeah, it hasn't
worked
anywhere.
Countries. I mean, I'm all for people getting help and getting the assistance that they need. But the government can't assist everybody. You have to be able to do things on your own.
And you can't start, you can't enable people not to do it on their own.
Right.
The whole point of our country is enthusiasm. It's the ability and the ambition to make yourself something, do what you want to do. Everybody doesn't have the same level of ambition, that's for sure.
Right.
And that's why people succeed on some levels. Other people may succeed on their own level, having their family, having a job, coming home at night, watching the football game, whatever it may be. And that's what America's about.
Right.
Well, no, nobody forces anyone to go out there and become a rocket scientist. Nobody forces anybody to do that.
Exactly.
Nobody forces you to be a star basketball player or a football player or be president of the United States. For those folks who have that ambition, God bless, and we need them in the world and in our country, but we also need the people that want to just work on their garden.
Right.
They want to go home at night. They want to have a beer. They want to watch a game. They want to have the love of their family. And that's why America is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But to think that everybody could just be taken care of by the government, it enables people not to work, and it doesn't increase or promote enthusiasm. It doesn't promote independence.
Right.
It doesn't do any of that. I could appreciate young kids coming out of school today. I've always said, listen, when I came out of law school, there were 100 cases for every lawyer. Now there's 100 lawyers for every case.
Right.
So it's not easy making it in the world today. It just isn't. And although our economy is doing better and things are moving up and the unemployment rate is low, to the credit of our president, there's still some tough times and there are still people that are suffering.
Sure.
And we still need more industry. We still need to keep promoting and doing the right thing. So I understand when somebody comes out of college and they don't have a particular job and they're burdened by these enormous debt. So if somebody tells you, I'm going to take care of that, Al, you support it.
Of course.
You go, yeah, I want it.
Of course.
How am I going to pay for it on my own?
Right. But you do agree. I mean, you do agree that colleges, especially private institutions, the amount of money that you have to spend is
rip-offs.
Yeah.
Complete rip-offs.
You can
talk
get
about an investigation.
Right.
That's an investigation
but you
that
can,
we should have on the colleges.
But you can get the same education that you get at Harvard, you know, as a, I mean, again, I'm not a lawyer, you are. You could get the same education at a community college to become a lawyer as you can at Harvard. The only difference is you got the name Harvard on there, which would probably get you a job quicker than if you had it from your community college.
Listen, the truth is, Al, the way I see it, as far as colleges are concerned, I think you have a handful of colleges in the country, a handful, that actually make a difference as to what kind of a job and where you're going.
Right.
The rest of them are all basically the same. And to go out of state, to leave your state, go out of state and have to pay all this money and encumber yourself with this particular type of debt, it just isn't fair. It isn't appropriate. And you know, everybody wants the best for their children, but there's got to be a practical side to this.
Well, it's interesting. My neighbor, his daughter is in college. She's in her first year of college. Very smart person. I think this girl is going to change the world. She's incredibly smart. She went to a number of different colleges to look and investigate. She was thinking about going to, I think it was Yale or Harvard and all these other places. She opted to stay home in New Jersey to go to NJIT because she got a full scholarship. She got her most of her room and board taken care of. And she knows that at the end of 4 years, she's going to come out with very little debt.
Yeah, no, that's
and that's how she wanted to do it.
Yeah.
That's smart. That's thinking with your head instead of just going, you know what? I'm going to run there and do this, that, or the other thing. So
yeah, no, I agree. Are we going to traffic?
We are going to traffic.
Okay.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Here's traffic with Brandi Scott.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. Really rough ride in New Jersey on the roads. Route 80, the one to avoid right now over on the eastbound side. Two separate accidents, one by exit 43 for 287, another one by exit 47 for Route 46. Also, the ramp to 46 is blocked. Over on the westbound side, crash by exit 45 in Parsippany. Then you've got a fuel spill and a tractor trailer crash on the westbound side by exit 37. That's got you solid heading into Rockaway. 287, another minor fender bender. That's over on the northbound side by exit 8. A little bit heavy moving through that area. Belt still crawling westbound just after the Van Wyck. We've got a collision taking out a lane. That's got you heavy from La Crosse Island. Van Wyck on the northbound side, stop and go approaching Hillside Ave. You've got some heavy slowdowns on the Cross Bronx westbound between the Bruckner and the Sheridan. Inbound at the George, going to cost you about 10 minutes upstairs. Accident on the lower level span has been picked up. It's a 20-minute ride there. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, 10 to 15 each, and now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Listen to Honakani Perino's Risk Radio Network podcast for real-deal conversations between F. Michael Conte and Michael Honig, partners of Honakani Perino Insurance Agency. They tell it like they see it when it comes to business, and there isn't much they haven't seen. Only on the Risk Radio Network podcast.
When backyard fun in the sun moves indoors for game day, watch parties, and family get-togethers, you know fall is finally here. Larry Elder here. Make sure your home is all set to impress with SelectBlinds.com. Interior designers agree that one of the easiest ways to improve your home's appearance is by upgrading old blinds, shades, and shutters. Select Blinds makes ordering blinds online simple and easy. Select and order high-quality, easy-to-install blinds, shades, and shutters today. Select Blinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering high-quality blinds for an unbelievable price. Read more than 300,000 reviews from 1 million happy customers at selectblinds.com. It's easy to see why they've been featured on TLC, HGTV, and Netflix. To get the best deals on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop today at selectblinds.com. Remember to mention our show, Larry Elder, at checkout using the drop-down menu. Let selectblinds.com upgrade your home today. selectblinds.com, that's selectblinds.com.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report their skin looks better. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself, please. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end anytime soon, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Thickening clouds this morning. There could be some sprinkles later this afternoon, a high of 62. A steadier rain for a while this evening, tapering to a few showers later tonight, a low 54 in the city, but upper 40s in the suburbs. Tomorrow will turn out mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 64. Nice and mild for Thursday, plenty of sunshine, a high of 65. Still mild for Friday with sunshine giving way to clouds and a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
Welcome back, 970, The Answer. I'm Anthony Pope. Standing in, sitting in, and talking on behalf of Joe Piscopo this morning while Joe's in Roma enjoying himself. God bless, Joe. Enjoy it. You do, and Frank and Debbie Duhane. That's great. Anyway, so when we left off, I probably got a little involved with the conversation with automation and credit cards and hacking and everything. But, you know, one of the things that I've been following, I don't know about you guys, but I've been following this whole situation with China. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the president of the United States first came out and when he was elected and he talked about China and he said how China has been stealing from us and how China takes our intellectual property, how we don't have even trade policies with China. They're making so much money. We're losing so much money. And once again, everybody got scared and concerned, especially the politicians, because he was upsetting an institution. Everybody before him allowed this to happen. And he was the one that called them out on it, and rightfully so. Right. So whether you like the president or not, because I'll say right up front, I am not a Republican or a Democrat. I've been an independent for 30 years. And I've been an independent for 30 years because, quite frankly, I don't think either side is really helping us the way they should. I think they're more concerned about reelection. They're more concerned about themselves and their benefactors and who they support. We come last as a people. And I think that's terrible that what's happened to this country. Nobody, the politicians are no longer answerable to us. Okay, and that's the reality of
right.
it. So I call it the way I see it. So I think this president on his position on China has been right. And when this recent thing happened with the NBA and with Nike and all of that, I was really troubled. I was really troubled by it because here you have a situation where there's no dispute that China is oppressive. It's communist. And Hong Kong, even though it's part of China, has really been separate to a large extent. It's been progressive. It has moved forward. It's moved forward with some civil rights, with due process, trying to allow people to have some modicum of decency and not just have a totalitarian society where they're governed by the government. They're oppressed when the government chooses to do so. And when the NBA and when LeBron James came out in support of China oppressing their people
right.
in Hong Kong, I really had to read it several times. I said, it can't be. You can't tell me a hero like LeBron James, a guy who is such a voice for people all over. He's a complete superstar. And an African-American who clearly knows what oppression's about. Right. He clearly speaks about it more often than not. You know, the first a police officer is involved in a shooting, and it's a police officer and it's an African-American or a minority or anyone. And all of these groups come out en masse. And even before there's any due process, before there's any trial, before there's any review of evidence. So you know that these things can happen, but we're a country that addresses it. So I want to talk about that recently, and we do have Russ Salzberg coming on, so I'm looking forward to it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New York City Department of Transportation worker is dead after he was accidentally run over by a coworker early this morning on an Upper East Side street. Eyewitnesses say a DOT driver was backing up on East 88th Street when he hit and killed his 44-year-old coworker just after 1 a.m. People who live in apartments nearby the accident scene say they woke up to the cries for help and the sounds of sirens. DOT workers could be seen crying as the 44-year-old victim was taken away by an ambulance. Police are on the scene investigating. Your baby's food is likely unsafe. A new study that finds 95% of food products for infants are contaminated with lead and other metals. Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for an FDA investigation. In sports, Jets crushed by the Patriots 33-0. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970.